6:04 Thursday morning, March 23rd, 2023. Allison, how are you?
Ooh, fantastic. It's Thursday.
It is my favorite day of the week. I'm excited to be here and excited because we have a ton of stuff again on the show to do today. Before 7 o'clock, VIP passes into the Hallamal St. Paddy's Day after party, which is going down Saturday. It's going to be awesome. Bands, DJs, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Mustache the Band will be there.
I hear they're very, very good. Very, very popular.
Yes.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give those away a little bit before 7 o'clock this morning. Of course, Cash in a Flash at 7:40. We have Three Doors Down tickets at 8:25, and we're going to play a game. Remember the game Song Pop? It was an app on your phone. Like, I want to say probably 2014 or something it was popular. It would play the beginning of a song, and you would have to try to identify it.
No, that sounds so fun, though.
Yeah, we're going to put two listeners against each other.
Oh, okay.
For Song Pop at 8:25 for Three Doors Down tickets. A lot of other stuff to get to on the show today as well. If you would like to call, be our first caller of the day, 601-995-1017. Call now. We'll talk to you next. 610-Y101, Adam and Allison. It is Thursday morning, so that is awesome. But I was thinking about something all day yesterday, and I think it's because on Tuesday night, I went out on a school night.
Yes.
And hung out, saw some live music. It was a very, very good time. But I was dragging butt the entire day yesterday. It was tough yesterday.
Oh, poor you.
Right. But I was thinking, you know, it's such a like buzzword, the four-day work week. Everybody's talking about the four-day work week. And I feel like everybody just expects four-day work week to mean either off on Friday or off on Monday. And I was curious, because yesterday I was convinced that Wednesday, if we ever were to go to a four-day work week, it should be Monday, Tuesday work, off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday work, off Saturday, Sunday. That would be way better to me, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like 1,000% better than having a three-day weekend.
It wouldn't be 1,000% better. It would be, okay, it would be better in the long run for our lives, I think, because I think whenever you only have one day off and then you know you have to go back to work, like anybody who's worked a job that is not consistent, you don't get a consistent weekend. You get a day off here, you get a day off there. It falls where it falls. Usually, like, it's easier to go back to work when you don't have a lot of days off. It's easier to be productive when you don't. So I feel like Wednesday would be your day to be like, I'm going to clean the house, I'm going to meal prep, I'm going to do all that stuff. You know, if you're working on a side hustle, like all that stuff would be Wednesday. And then you could still enjoy your casual Saturday, Sunday. You could have your weekend vibe. But we'd all prefer the 3-day weekend because then you could just be a bum for 3 days.
Right. Right.
But if you had the Wednesday, I bet you'd be productive.
I also like the idea of only ever having to work 2 days in a row. That was kind of my thought on it. Because I used to have one of those jobs where you had sporadic days off. And it stunk because sometimes I'd have to work like 8 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And then have a day off and then work another day and then get maybe two more days off. It stinks. It's no good. So, yeah, anyway, if we were to ever go to a four-day work week, I'm putting my vote in for the day off to be Wednesday. Just saying. It's Y101, Adam and Allison. We will be right back.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
620 Y101, Adam and Allison. This afternoon, Matt Mone is going to be making another cash call. This one is worth $303.
Ooh,
this afternoon. Pretty sweet. You got to get registered. Text the word phrase, PHRASE, to 601-995-1017. Get signed up real quick, and maybe he'll be giving you a call. But pro tip, because he tried to call somebody yesterday, didn't answer the phone. I leave my phone on Do Not Disturb, too, because I get so many spam calls. Take your phone off of Do Not Disturb if you're trying to get these tickets.
Money. Another idea is save our phone number, 601-995-1017. Save it as a contact in your phone, and then you can go into your Do Not Disturb settings, and you can say Always Allow. So if we call you, it's going to come through, and then you know for sure.
Right.
It's us, and you'll know the phrase, Y101 Hits Different, and you'll get that $303.
Absolutely. That is this afternoon on Y101. Coming up next, apparently, this is according to a wedding photographer, that she's photographed a bunch of weddings, and if something happens the night of the wedding, it does not end well for the marriage.
Ooh.
Tell you what you should not do on the night of the wedding if you don't want to get divorced. Coming up in 6 minutes on Y101. 628 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. If you are thinking about getting married or about to get married, you may not want to do something on your wedding night because it could lead to a divorce.
Juicy.
It is not hook up with one of the groomsmen.
Well, yeah.
Although I'm sure that wouldn't help the marriage.
I think that would instantly lead to an annulment.
let's see what this wedding photographer says after photographing hundreds of weddings.
I've photographed about 200 weddings. I think I've only seen about 3 instances of having the groom smash cake in the bride's face.
So that's what we're talking about. Smash the cake smash in the face. Think to the last wedding you've been to. Do you remember? Can you? Because I know for a fact that I don't know. The last wedding I went to, I do not remember the cake cutting. I'm not sure if my friends smashed cake in each other's faces or not.
I honestly can't remember. I remember the wedding, and you're 100% right. Like, I don't remember. I feel like, I don't know.
Well, apparently that's the thing that doesn't typically go well.
And the very first one that I saw, that the bride got cake all in her eye, basically ruined her makeup. She ran off crying. I didn't see her for like 45 minutes, and they are now divorced. So yeah, I think it's probably not the best idea to shove cake in each other's faces unless you agree upon that beforehand.
I'm wondering if we can do an unscientific survey right now before 7 o'clock, 601-995-1017. If you're married, did you do a cake smash at your wedding? I guess if you've ever been married before, did you do a cake smash, and are you divorced now?
Yeah, like how did it work out?
Was it a sign of bad things to come? I feel like I do, because I used to DJ weddings. I do feel like I remember witnessing a cake smash kind of gone wrong, and the bride was like, I told you not to do that!
Yeah.
I don't know if they're divorced now or not. I didn't, you know, stay in touch with them.
I could see how that would be a sign, because, like, if especially if it's that situation where the bride expressed she did not want to do it and the groom was like, I'm gonna do it anyways, their communication probably isn't amazing. And if your communication is amazing, it's hard to stay married.
601-995-1017. Did you get cake smashed in your face on your wedding night, and did it lead to a divorce? Are you divorced now? Is the marriage not going so well now? Call now. We could keep you anonymous if you would like to be. I'm just curious if the cake smash leads to divorce.
Yeah.
Got a text from 7221. Says no cake smashing, 9 years married.
So maybe there's something to this. I don't know. That's so weird.
So we've got one vote for no cake smashing equals happy marriage. Does anybody have a counterpoint to that? Did you smash cake in each other's faces? And are you still happily married? Give us a call or text us now.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
641 Y101, Adam and Allison. I was just looking through Kane and Caitlin Brown's wedding pictures. I was trying to figure out how they handled the cake cutting and the feeding and everything, and did they smash cake in each other's faces or not? Because that's what we're talking about. Apparently, according to anecdotal research, I guess I'll say, from a wedding photographer, if you smash cake in your partner's face, there's a higher likelihood that your marriage is going to end in divorce. I could not find any cake smashing pictures from Kane and Caitlin Brown.
Ooh, probably smart.
But my goodness, what an attractive couple those two are. Holy crap. It's crazy that they're famous. So we just wanted to do some unscientific research with the Metro and see if you smashed cake in your partner's face on your wedding night and how the marriage is currently going. 601-995-1017.
So Joe texted in and says, I had the cake smashed in my face, and yes, I'm divorced.
Wow.
We got a text from Rachel that says, my ex-husband did the cake smash. We've been divorced for years now. I'm currently engaged. We're set to be married in September, and we have already discussed no cake smashing. So hopefully they both stick to that. Otherwise, it seems like based on our unscientific research, It's a sign.
Renee called us at 601-995-1017. What went down on your wedding night?
So I had told him not to smash it in my face, and he did it anyways. And within a year, like, it was just, I already knew it was done for. We were getting divorced.
Wow.
The moment he smashed cake in your face, were you like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this? Or was it a little further down the road?
It was further down the road. But, I mean, if you think about it, women spend so much time and money getting our makeup done. We don't want you ruining it with cake smashed in our face.
So then did you have a conversation? Because you said you're now married to a new husband, right?
Yes.
Did you have a conversation with him before the wedding? Like, do not smash cake in my face or I'm walking out and we're calling the whole damn thing off?
Well, he was smart enough to just know better. He actually said to me, he was like, I know you're not going to want that all over your face. And I'm like, see, this is why I'm marrying you.
Thank you so much for the call, Renee. You're the best.
Thanks.
You have a great day. 601-995-1017. Brittany says no cake smash. Married almost 4 years.
I mean, it seems really weird.
Wow.
Let's see. Ty says, my wife smashed cake in my face. We're still married 5 years now. Hopefully many more.
Well, there you go. Maybe it's just Ty didn't say that he smashed cake in her face. Maybe it's only if the broad gets cake smashed in her face.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting, interesting. To Adam and Allison, Y101, it's 644 with Harry Styles. Adam and Allison, Y101, 647. I wanted to do this story because I feel like anytime there's a list of like good and bad things defined by state throughout America, it feels like Mississippi is a lot of the time on the not so good side of the list. And that's not the case for this. I was really excited. A study came out to find the most and least expensive states to live in. What do you think the most expensive state to live in is?
New York.
New York is number 10 on the list.
Whoa.
One more guess.
California.
Number 3 on the list. Most expensive state to live in is Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Average home price is $636,400 in Hawaii. Yeah, I kind of forget about Hawaii, but yeah, definitely expensive to live there.
Oh, yeah.
Least expensive. That's where the good news is for us. According to home prices, Mississippi, the number 2 least expensive state to live in. It's very exciting, right?
Also kind of depressing because it's not cheap to live here.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm glad that we're not suffering as bad as clearly a lot of people are. That's amazing. But, like, it's not like it's cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's not like we've been unaffected by inflation.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice, though? If,
oh,
like,
it'd be so nice.
Everywhere else, like, gas was, like, $4 a gallon. But in Mississippi, it's $1.50.
I did see a video that was hilarious yesterday that probably kind of hits this, though. I guess it was a grandma who lives somewhere up north in one of the probably like, you know, Illinois or somewhere like that. It's real expensive to live. She's at the grocery store. She picks up a ham. She's like, $43 for a ham. I'm not paying that. And then she's like, I'm going to go to the South and get me a ham. I'm not going to pay no $43. So even she knew, like, it's better in the South.
Gotta get me a Mississippi ham. What do you think the least expensive state to live in is if Mississippi is number 2?
North Dakota.
North Dakota, not on the list of least expensive states.
Oh, I just feel like nobody wants to live there, so it would have to be cheap.
West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. No, I could see that.
Average home price in West Virginia, $123,200.
I think I'd rather live in Mississippi.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it snows and stuff in West Virginia. It's cold up there.
And they've just kind of got a bad reputation. I mean, I could be totally wrong about it, but I'll stick to the South.
I'm fairly sure, and I'm from the North, I'm fairly sure that I've only ever driven through West Virginia. I don't think I've ever been outside in the state of West Virginia, ever. It's Y101. We still have those VIP passes to get in to the Hallamouse St. Patty's Day party, after party. That goes down on Saturday. We're very excited to be out there for that, and we'll get you into the after party in less than 5 minutes. Hang on.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Got St. Patty's Day after party tickets to give away right now. 601-995-1017. What's your name?
This is Sherry.
Sherry, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you going to be at the St. Paddy's Day Parade this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Have you ever been to the after party before?
Oh, yeah. Great party.
Well, now you're in for free this year.
Woohoo!
Enjoy.
Great. Okay.
So for somebody who hasn't gone to the after party before, what do you look most forward to?
Oh, the bands.
The bands?
Yes.
The band mustache?
Uh-huh. Great music.
Or mustache, the burnt band. All right, well, enjoy. Maybe we'll see you out there this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. And if you were trying to get tickets, no worries. We have more after 9 o'clock this morning.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Thank you so much for being here. If you didn't hear how we gave away Three Doors Down tickets yesterday, it did have to do with that song Metro Boomin' Creepin'. It's Y101, Adam and Allison. We debuted a game called Pat Pat Poetry where my grandfather recites lyrics to a song, and you have to come up with what song he was reciting.
How you go from housewife to a sneaky link.
Guarantee my papap does not know what a sneaky link is.
Oh, I hardly know what a sneaky link is.
Well, if you want to hear papap poetry and everything from the show yesterday, just text the word pod, P-O-D, to 601-995-1017 or search for the Adam and Allison podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts. But we've got the Good Vibe Tribe coming up in just a few moments. What has you in a good mood? Why are you smiling this morning? 601-995-1017. Give us a call or text us with whatever's going on in your life that you're super excited about. And I know Allison's excited to share the good vibe story of the day.
I am. Also, I'm excited to share it is National Puppy Day. If you didn't know already, now you know. Go post a picture of your puppy on social media. Go look at all the puppy pictures on social media. You can see a picture of my dog, Sealy, as a puppy on the Adam and Allison Instagram. Go give him a like. It's National Puppy Day.
And the good vibe story of the day has to do with dogs, right?
Has to do with the puppy.
We will get into that in just a few minutes, but call now with your good vibes. 601-995-1017. It's Adam and Allison on Y101. 710 Y101. It's Adam and Allison with the good vibe story of the day.
So it's National Puppy Day, and Mississippi State University just announced that they're going to be introducing their new mascot, who's going to be Bully 22. So it's all, you know, little bulldogs who are named Bully. And then it's just Bully 1, 2, 3, so on. We're going to have Bully 22. So the current mascot, he's Bully 21, but he's also named Jack. And I guess at the spring game that's happening April 15th on the MSU campus, he's going to be the mascot for the first half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to do a passing of the harness ceremony, which is so adorable. And Dak, who's named after the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, also an MSU alum, is going to take over as Bully 22. And he is so cute. If you want to see him, his picture is up on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. You can text FACE to 601-995-1017. But one of the cutest things I read about this story, so after they do the changing of the harness ceremony and Dak officially takes over as the MSU mascot, Jack, his predecessor, is going to get to just return to the MSU College of Veterinary Medicine and continue to live an incredibly happy dog's life. He's just going to be retired.
That's awesome. That's funny that they retire the dogs. Oh, that's awesome.
It's adorable. So, yeah, if you like bulldogs at all, you'll want to check out the Facebook page. Text FACE to 601-995-1017.
Also, that's the number you can text your good vibes. Why are you in a good mood this morning? What has you smiling super big? Spread that positivity to the rest of Central Mississippi now. Good Vibe Tribe is next. 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
719, Good Vibe Tribe time on Y101. We are Adam and Allison. 601-995-1017 is our phone number. And we just want you to share anything that has you in a really good mood this morning. Let us know why you're smiling. Spread it to the rest of Central Mississippi. We have some texts that have come in.
So Angela wanted to celebrate National Puppy Day, which is today. She sent in a picture of her adorable little dog who was named Little Bit.
I wonder if it's after, remember that show Party Down South?
Oh, yeah.
Little Bit. She was the little blonde on the show. I met her once. She came to one of my club gigs in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. True story.
Oh, nice. Sam also texted in saying, I'm having good vibes because my youngest daughter, Chloe, is having good vibes. She's super happy that today is the color run at her school. So much fun. And that does sound so fun.
Sounds awesome.
I want to go.
Yesterday, late in the show, after 9 o'clock or something, we got a call from somebody wanting to shout out. They were on their way to school. And I was like, after 9 o'clock on your way to school, what happened? And she was like, yeah, we are running a bit late today. But I think she's back for another shout out. What's up?
Yeah, she gave us a shout out yesterday for Savannah, Bailey, and Haley. And I just wanted to call a shout out for them being on time today because we woke up on time today.
So yesterday, was it the whole family overslept? Everybody missed the alarm?
Yes, everyone did.
It stinks, but at the same time, kind of nice, right? You could use the extra sleep.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Well, shout out to you guys being on time today. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
You as well. All right, 601-995-1017. Who's this?
Adeline.
Good morning. How are you? Why are you in a good mood this morning?
Because on Sunday, I get to go to a ballet.
Oh, are you going to the Mississippi Ballet?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Are you a ballerina yourself?
No, I just get to watch it.
Awesome. Well, you have a great time this weekend, and thanks for calling and listening.
You're welcome.
Oh, so cute. Good morning, Morgan. What you got for good vibes?
Tomorrow I'll be graduating at the top of my CNA class, and then I'll be going for my LPN and then my RN license.
Congratulations, top of your class. That is an incredible achievement. You should be so proud.
Thank you. I am. I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and it just feels so good.
Yeah. Good. How does it feel to know your hard work paid off?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's hard work, but it's so worth it. Caring for people and just knowing that their family knows, hey, when you're there, I know my mom, dad, aww, grandma, grandpa, they're taken care of. I don't have to worry about it.
Love that. That's awesome.
Do you have anything planned to celebrate?
Actually, tomorrow after we graduate, the rest of the ladies in my class, we were going to go grab us a bite to eat all together for one last time because we're going to separate facilities, but we did want to do something one last time together.
Aw.
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations again, and thank you for calling in and spreading that to us, and who knows who that may have inspired to go reach out for their dreams as well.
Yes.
That's good. Thank y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Thanks for listening. 601-995-1017 is our phone number. If you want to reach out for any kind of good vibes, we'd love to hear them. Got Cash in a Flash coming up in less than 20 minutes or so. Y101, Sam Smith's on now. 729 Y101, Adam and Allison. A couple last minute good vibe tribe texts to get to. 9440 says, hey, I'm just happy the sun's out this morning.
Yes.
Also, a really, really nice text from Margie. She says, good morning. I hope you all have a blessed day. I enjoy listening to y'all every morning on my way to college. Gives my day a great start. Well, that just made our day, Margie. Thank you so much.
Yay!
And if you're not quite feeling the good vibes yet, even after all those nice texts and phone calls, it's National Puppy Day. Allison put up a picture of her dog, Sealy, as a puppy on the Adam N. Allison Instagram page, AdamNallison. You can check that out on Instagram.
If you've, thought about following us, but there wasn't really an incentive, go give Sealy a follow. He deserves it.
Yeah.
That's my puppy, my baby.
Next on the show, we have Cash in a Flash, your chance at $200. We'll do that in just a matter of minutes. And then a brand new DM dilemma.
Ooh, this one has to do with scents.
Okay.
And ex-girlfriends.
Okay, smells. Not you don't have any scents.
Right.
Like... Oh, that's a nice scent.
Like essence.
I gotcha. We'll get into that after Cash and a Flash next.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101. Y101, Cash and a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Julie, how are you?
Well, it's better now.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. How are you feeling about Cash and a Flash? Confident?
I'm pretty good. You know, sometimes I get between 6 and 10, right?
What are you doing? Anything fun?
Uh-oh, just driving to work down the bumpy road.
Oh, man. There's plenty of those in the metro.
Yes. Yeah, it'd kind of be rare if I was going down one that was smooth, right?
Right? Yeah, we would have to know exactly where it was so we could see it for ourselves. All right, 60 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, all right?
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. True or false, men shoplift more than women?
False.
Finding this in your pocket is the number one thing that puts a adult in a better mood.
Money.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness company. What's it called?
No clue.
Name the singer-songwriter who wrote Justin Bieber's song Love Yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Sure.
True or false, farting is the word that means applying makeup to your face.
False.
Finish the David Guetta I'm Good lyrics. And whatever it takes.
I don't know that one.
How many quarters does it take to make $8?
$160?
Spell silver.
S-I-L-V-E-R.
Tony Hawk became famous for doing what?
Never heard of him.
Time.
Well, I did terrible today.
Yeah, Allison said that I may have made the questions a bit too hard. I'm so sorry about that.
A lot of that stuff I've never heard of.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too bad because normally we always do a practice round the day before where I answer the questions. And yesterday I was like, these are hard.
They were hard. And y'all usually ask stuff about The Office, and I was grateful you didn't do that because I never watched that show.
I was going to say, people never get questions about The Office.
I don't like it, but anyway.
Wow. All right, there were a few that we didn't know. Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness company called what? That is Goop. Name the singer-songwriter that wrote Justin Bieber's song Love Yourself. That was Ed Sheeran. And finish the David Guetta song or lyrics of I'm Good and Whatever It Takes, I'm Down for the Ride was the rest of that. And then Tony Hawk became famous for what? That was skateboarding.
Oh, he said Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
I thought he said Tony Hop. H-O-P.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
No, I said Hawk.
I knew that. I would have known that one.
And then we did get a couple wrong. True or false, farding, F-A-R-D-I-N-G, is the word that means applying makeup to your face. That's actually true. I got that one wrong, 100%. I was like,
well,
no
I
way.
Well, I thought he said farting.
Oh, yeah, same.
So, there
and
you
then,
go.
How many quarters does it take to make up $8? That is Lord. 32.
Yeah, I'm sitting there trying to figure that out in my head, going, what?
I know, math is so hard this early in the morning. But that's all right. We're still walking away with $30.
I usually get all of your math questions, but that one was like, okay, I know. That was rough. All right, well.
Well, congratulations on the extra $30.
30 is better than nothing.
Yes, it is. Thanks for playing. Cash and a Flashback Friday is tomorrow morning at this time. And next we have a DM dilemma all about, well, perfume and ex-girlfriends. We'll get into it next. Hang on.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
7:55, Y101, DM dilemma time. We have a DM from Perfume Penny. She writes, hey, ANA, is this weird? My boyfriend got me a perfume for Valentine's Day. I was putting it on this weekend, and I mentioned how much I liked it. My boyfriend said, oh, yeah, my ex liked it a lot, too. Except he didn't say ex. He said her name, and it fell right out of his mouth. It made me feel strange. But I don't want to say anything to him until I know I'm not being crazy. Should I mention this to him? or is that crazy? 601-995-1017. I'm going to vote a little bit crazy. Because just because he probably likes that scent himself, and it doesn't necessarily remind him of his ex. This is my guy perspective on this. It doesn't remind him of the ex, but it reminds him of happy times. He probably, you know what I mean? Like, it brings you back to those happy memories of a good time with somebody, but nobody in particular. So you're fine to smell like that.
I would have agreed with you, like, recently I would have agreed with you, but I recently have been seeing, like, all these TikToks of girls who say, like, I have this hack to make sure my ex never gets over me, and it's, they wear one perfume all the time, and they'll spray it all over, like, his pillow and his clothes, so that way he's constantly inundated with that smell whenever they're dating, just because smell is the biggest, like, memory-inducing thing. Like, it helps you remember stuff. It conjures memories. And so they're like, that way, anytime if we break up and he smells that perfume, he's going to think of me. So I could see how if this girl, if who we're calling Perfume Penny, is has seen those videos just like me, how she might be a little worried. Like, is this what the ex did? And did the tactic work? Is he thinking about, you know, Isabella?
Every time
he smells the perfume.
601-995-1017. Would you be concerned if you were in Perfume Penny's shoes? Would you say anything to the boyfriend? Would you just keep it to yourself? Text or call 601-995-1017 to let us know. We're very, very curious what you would tell Perfume Penny. I don't know. I think that it's not that big of a deal. I don't think that it necessarily means that he's still hung up on the ex or anything like that, but I would love to know if you disagree or if you want to back me up or you're on Allison's team. Let us know. 601-995-1017 is our phone number. It's Y101 and Chris Brown. Hopefully you can hang around till 8:25 to win the Three Doors Down tickets on Y101. We are Adam and Allison, but trying to help out Perfume Penny right now with a DM dilemma. She's concerned after getting perfume from her boyfriend, and he let it slip that his ex also really loved that perfume. And now she's like, what the heck? Why are you trying to make me smell like your ex?
Yeah, but she's worried, like, am I overthinking this? Should I say something to him?
601-995-1017.
Kalamila texted in and said, perfume is an aphrodisiac. It invokes passion. So, yes, he is thinking about the ex.
Really?
Yeah. We got in a text from somebody that wants to remain anonymous, and I loved it. It says, I am certified crazy, but even I think Perfume Penny is overthinking to an extreme. Definitely don't say anything. And this is coming from someone who says something about everything.
That's awesome.
And then Gita texted in and says, it depends on if he bought it for the ex or if it was just what the ex used.
Oh.
Like, if he used to buy it as a gift for the ex, then it might be a problem.
Interesting. Oh, see, I think it's the opposite way. I think if he was introduced to that scent because the ex wore it already.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, though, if he just bought, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be jealous because I'm not a jealous type of person, so it really wouldn't bother me.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
I don't think there's anything to worry about because I actually, there is a scent that I remember from, like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. Like, a girl that I had a crush on would wear, it wasn't a perfume, it was more of a body spray. It was very tropical smelling. And anytime I get a whiff of that, it's like, oh, that's nice. And I instantly think the girl is more attractive because she smells like that. But it's not necessarily that I'm remembering this one girl. Actually, it was a bunch of girls who wore that same scent whenever I was in school. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Sylvia, what do you think?
So I'm on team, it's no big deal.
Aria.
I think what happened is that he was with this other girl and he bought her a perfume and she liked it. He's like, oh, cool. This is a safe present. This is a present I can get a girl that she's going to like. And so he got a new girl, and he knows that girls like that scent. He finally found something that was easy that he can get her and that she would probably like. And I think that's as deep as it goes in the guy's brain.
We're not a very smart creature. I will say that. So I think you have a very good point. Like, he got a good reaction from giving the gift once. He's like, I'm going to do that again.
I feel like it's still fair, though, if it, like, crossed her mind. Like, they're in a relationship. She should be able to say, hey, like, I just kind of wanted to check in. Like, this made me feel a little weird. And or do you think she should just not say anything at all?
I think in any relationship, you should always bring anything up like that you're having an issue with. But don't come at it to him with something aggressive, because he's probably going to be shocked.
Right.
Like, wait, what? I didn't think about that. Like, you know, so come at it like, you know, maybe we could try getting a new scent. It just makes me feel a little uncomfortable because she smelled like that. It just makes me a little insecure. And then he'd be like, okay, we could do that.
It's fine. You're right. His mind is going to be blown, though. He's going to question everything he thinks he knew about women from now on. If you don't want him
to feel attacked, basically.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
If you want to see the DM dilemma, it's on the Y101 Facebook page right now. Leave your thoughts there. Next on the show, in 2 minutes, did you see Katy Perry is getting dragged for something she said to a contestant on American Idol?
No, that's so surprising.
I was surprised by it, too, and I don't know if the dragging is really warranted.
Ooh.
Tell you what she said to this girl. Next, hang on. Yeah. 810 Y101, getting closer and closer to those Three Doors Down tickets we're going to give away right around 8:25, we'll have you call to play a little game for Throwback Thursday called Song Pop. We'll explain what that is in just a couple minutes. But Katy Perry getting dragged online for mom shaming a contestant.
Okay.
I want to know if you think that this qualifies as mom shaming. Listen.
You okay, Katy?
Nope.
It's okay.
If Katy lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Three kids.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
You know.
Now, the contestant had three kids, and Katy Perry said that she's been laying on the table too much. Do you think that that counts as mom shaming?
I don't think it's mom shaming. I think it's another popular shaming word.
An S shaming?
Yes, like, you know, adult time shaming.
Okay.
And, but I don't think it's mom shaming.
Well, here is what the contestant had to say about Katy Perry's quote-unquote joke.
It was embarrassing to have that on TV, and it was hurtful. I think that women supporting and uplifting other women is so cool, and I think that mom shaming is super lame.
So she thinks that it's mom shaming. I thought it was like a little joke. Like, people make jokes like that all the time. Whenever, you know, families have a lot of kids, like, you tend to make that kind of a joke. It's been around a long time.
Yeah, I mean, part of me feels like you're the one who signed up. I get it. That's not really what American Idol is about, but it is still a reality show.
Yeah.
And they have to have an entertainment value, so you're signing up at your expense. And that could be them just ripping you a new one for being a terrible singer, totally making fun of you. I mean, like, that's part of the entertainment value of the show. You signed up for it. And part of me is kind of like, I can understand how you might feel shame for that, but I think that's your own insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, she's embarrassed about that being on TV. That's like the least embarrassing thing ever on American Idol.
Yeah, there's only one way to make a baby.
Yeah.
And like, Katy Perry was just pointing that out.
Yeah, exactly. I would think William Hung way more embarrassed about his time.
He's proud of his time on American Idol.
We will be right back. Three Doors Down tickets, minutes away.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
824 Y101, Adam and Allison. We are going to give away Three Doors Down tickets, but let me explain the game we're about to play for these Three Doors Down tickets. I don't know if you remember the app Song Pop. I think it was an app, at least. And you would listen to the beginnings of songs and then try to name the title and artist of the song. And if you got it in a certain amount of time, you got that point.
Ooh.
So we're going to put two callers against each other, you and somebody else, are going to play Song Pop. You're going to buzz in by saying your name whenever you know the song that we're playing for you. And whoever gets the first to get three correct wins.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, the opponent has a chance to steal, but you're going head to head. Okay. So, Allison, let's pretend that you are a caller and you're trying to win these Three Doors Down tickets right now.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song. You have the name, title, and artist.
Okay. And I have to buzz in with my name, right?
Buzz in with your name.
Okay. Oh, Allison. Allison.
Yes.
DJ Snake turned down for what? And Lil Jon.
Turned down for what would be correct. Yes. All right, that's how it works. So if you think that you're going to be good at this, give us a call now. 601-995-1017. First person to three correct answers is going to win Three Doors Down tickets. It's Throwback Thursday, so these are all going to be like throwback songs.
Ooh.
If you want to play song pop for 3 days grade, or 3 days, wow. I knew I was going to do it. I knew I was going to do it. Song pop before.
Three doors down. They're coming to the Brandon Amphitheater.
Thank you.
These are tickets before you can buy them.
601-995-1017. If you want to play song pop for Three Doors Down. I knew I was going to mess that up at one point this week. We'll play after David Guetta, BB Rexha. Y101, it's Adam and Allison. It's time to give away Three Doors Down tickets. 601-995-1017. Looks like we lost Montgomery, so let's see who this is. Good morning, who's this?
Whitney.
Whitney, are we on Bluetooth or speakerphone?
Speaker.
All right, take us off speakerphone if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, good deal. All right.
Hang on, I gotta check my volume. Make sure it's up so I can hear.
Yeah, because you're going to need to be able to hear the songs that we're playing down the phone line to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Whitney, say good morning to Haley, who's also here.
Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
All right. You two are going to be playing against each other. You understand that you're buzzing in as soon as you know the song that I'm playing down the phone for you. I'll stop the song, and whoever buzzed in first needs to give title and artist. First person to 3 points gets the tickets, okay?
Okay.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah. Yes.
Here we go. Here's your first song.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Anybody?
Got it.
Who?
Glad You Came, The Wanted.
And who was that?
Whitney.
Whitney, good
Make
job.
Glad you came. The sun goes
All
down,
right.
The stars go
very nice, very nice. That's 1 point for Whitney. Ready for the next song?
Yes, yes.
Remember, buzz in with your name.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right. Right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste.
Title and artist. Does anybody know?
I know the name. I don't know the artist. Whitney.
Whitney.
Iggy Azalea, Fancy.
So there you fancy. Go. All right. Whitney, that's 2 points for Whitney, right?
Yes. Need one more.
All right. Haley, you've got to get this one.
I know all of them. I just can't remember the names.
Remember, buzz in with your name. Here we go.
Production. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip, and now she remixing for low. She my track queen.
Need title and artist. Yes, Haley, go ahead.
Trap Queen by Fetty Wap.
Yes. All right. 2-1. What is that noise?
Ice machine, sorry.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. It is 2-1. Whitney, if you get this, you get the Three Doors Down tickets, okay?
Okay.
Haley, got to get this right to force, you know, the
know,
fifth song.
The sudden death.
Yeah, here we go.
Aubrey Trice, real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Title and artist. Buzz in with your name.
Whitney.
Yes. Whitney.
Without me, Eminem.
This looks like on top of me.
There it is. Congratulations, Whitney. You are going to see Three Doors Down. Very nice job. Congrats.
Oh,
so excited. All right, we'll have more Three Doors Down tickets tomorrow, and the tickets do go on sale tomorrow as well. But congratulations. Thank you both for playing.
Thank you.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
840 Y101. Adam and Allison, it's National Puppy Day today, and that's being celebrated on the Adam and Allison Instagram page, AdamNallison. If you want to see Allison's puppy.
Yeah, it was my dog Sealy whenever he was a puppy, and just like going through all the puppy photos to pick one to share was adorable. I highly recommend if you're having a rough start to your morning, maybe doing the same thing if you've got some puppy photos in your phone, or you could just see a picture of my baby as a puppy on the Adam and Allison Instagram.
It is also another national day today. And I like a puppy as much as the next guy, but I am a little more excited to celebrate the other national day.
Wow, it's a big day.
It is a big day. Who knew? March 23rd was
such a big day.
Yeah, but this is a big deal. It's also Near Miss Day.
What?
There was an asteroid that almost hit America back in the 80s
this
day. But I'll tell you the other national day next.
Long vacation.
Talking. 847 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. Not only is it National Puppy Day, not only is it Near Miss Day, it is also National Chips and Dip Day.
Oh, you just made me so hungry.
Gotta love chips and dip.
Yeah. Who doesn't love chips and dip?
Favorite chip and dip combination.
Gotta go tortilla chips and guacamole.
Really?
Oh, every time. I will eat that all day. I would have chips and guacamole with every meal for the rest of my life. I would have it as every meal for the rest. Like, I love it. I can't get enough. I always want it. If it's on the menu, I'm ordering it. Done.
I do enjoy chips, like tortilla chips and guac. I can't get past, though, ranch and potato chips. Like, what? Why are you frowning your face at that? What's wrong with the ranch dip and chips?
Basic white girl over there.
What do you mean?
It's just basic. Like,
yeah, because it's the best one.
No,
it's delicious.
No.
It's
lame.
It. Would it have been better if I would have said French onion dip and
yeah.
potato chips?
Yeah, or like I know you're a big fan of buffalo chicken dip. That would have been something a little more creative.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh. That it might be, I might have to switch my answer to buffalo chicken dip.
What chips are you eating buffalo chicken dip with?
Tortilla.
Okay.
Tortilla chips and buffalo chicken dip. Of course, I like buffalo chicken dip with pretzels too.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good.
That sounds fantastic. It is.
So I wonder, does that mean that ranch still has to be my favorite because I can dip other things? Of course, I can dip other things in ranch, too.
No. You're missing the day. It is not National Dip Day. It's National Chips and Dip Day, which means you've got to find the perfect, iconic chips and dip pair. Your favorite, the best, the ultimate.
Oh, I just thought of another great dip. Seven-layer dip.
Oh, I love seven-layer dip.
Oh, man.
Growing up, my best friend's mom made the best. That's what she brought to every party was seven-layer dip. And I remember on my graduation party, I was like, Mrs. Miller, can you please make some seven-layer dip? Like, I didn't care if my parents could make it. That's not true. But I did. I wanted her to make the seven-layer dip. It was so good.
Man, I got to go get some. Let's go get
some chips and dip.
Yeah, chips and dip day. Text us your favorite chip and dip combination, just because I'm curious. 601-995-1017. Katie says, Flamin' Hot Cheetos with ranch dip.
That I get.
That sounds good.
That's way more hyped up than just potato chips and ranch.
Why are you making fun of that?
You gotta have the hot Cheetos. That sounds delicious.
I bet you're offending like 75% of the audience right now.
Yeah, that's a good point because it is a very basic. So everybody loves it.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
We were just talking about how it's National Chip and Dip Day. Favorite chip and dip combination, what you got? Texts coming in to 601-995-1017.
Megan says, chips and queso, really any cheese dip with tortilla chips.
Janice says, Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar dip with Tostitos tortilla restaurant style. I will say that this, the only kind of dip I like the restaurant style chips with is queso because everything else breaks my chips.
So,
good point on that, Janice.
And Nikki texted in. She says, geez, it's not even 9 a.m. and my mouth is watering thinking about chips and dip. Currently making plans to get my fave tortilla chips and queso from Fernando's. Going to eat my weight in chips and queso. Thanks, y'all. There goes my diet.
Hey, it's like Matt Mone always says in the afternoon, diet starts Monday. It's Thursday. No need to worry about any of that diet stuff today. You go eat those chips and dip. We have passes into the St. Patty's Day Parade after party that we're going to give away in less than 10 minutes on Y101. Keep listening.